Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bargain season continuing for the Houston Texans. Texans going to visit with L.A. Chargers cornerback Jason Verrett. I keep almost saying San Diego, which John Harris did yesterday on Texans All Access. So if John's doing it, it's okay that I did it. Verrett has played one healthy season in the NFL, 2015. That season, he was actually a Pro Bowler. So that's the good news. The bad news is every other year, he's had significant injuries. Starting in 2014, he had a labrum and rotator cuff, which kept him out 10 games that season. 2016, partial tear of his ACL, out. 2017, he has more knee issues, he's out. And then 2018, July, rehabbing hard to come back from that injury, tore his Achilles, he is out. Talents like this don't usually hit the market, so I get the risk. I understand that availability is the best, whatever the hell that line is. I don't even want to try to remember it because it's so dumb. But
and you never can.
If there were guarantees, shut up, John. If there were guarantees that this guy would still would be on the field, he would not hit the market. If you're going to bargain shop, you might as well bargain shop for somebody that has shown you that the one time he was on the field, he was an all-pro. Go ahead and bring in Jason Verrett, the former TCU guy, Brian Gay. Make it happen. Mm-hmm. Give him a one-year deal and just keep your fingers crossed that he can go out there. Because if it doesn't work out, you can find guys like Sharice Wright to get burned off the street that'll be ready to go all 16 games.
All right. You've heard of the expression take a flyer, right? They're going to take a flyer on this. They're going to take a flyer.
What's the root of that?
I think it's from the stock market. I'll look it up. You remember how they used to have the sheets of paper?
Oh, okay. Like in Coming to America.
Trading places. Where they have the sheets. Where they have the sheets and they're trading.
Yeah.
And whatever. Back in the old days, some guys would just need to make a quick buck and they would literally.
You take a flyer and hope.
Just take one of those sheets and just hope that it's a good investment. I believe that's what it's from.
That's why you're the OG.
I think that's what it's from. But you've heard the expression take a flyer.
I have.
The new definition of take a flyer is Verrett. I mean, Jason Verrett is the epitome of taking a flyer on a player. When he was good, and it was very, very short-lived, he was a Pro Bowler. The last 3 years, he's played 5 games.
Kevin Johnson played 19.
He's a former first. Kevin Johnson played 19.
But you can find guys to suck for 19 games. That's my whole point. Like, everybody's acting he's not on the field. You can find.
No, he's better than Kevin Johnson when he's playing.
I know, but a lot of people are saying, well, he's not available. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You can sign someone off waivers to come in and suck like Kevin Johnson did the last 3 years.
Yes.
You can't find guys like this with this amount of talent.
Mm-hmm.
As risky as it is, this doesn't happen. You don't have this opportunity very often.
Yeah, correct. And I think, when he's good, he's real good. He hasn't really been too bad.
What's he going to walk like in 20 years when he's retired?
He's going to look like Kenny Burrow. I mean, I love Kenny Burrow. Kenny, if you're listening, things happen, you know, and knees go and all that. He's had, you had them all listed right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, a labrum, an ACL, the knee acting up from the ACL,
and Achilles as well is the other one. So you're taking a flyer. I don't have a problem with this. I think it's a window into a bigger world that we can discuss at noon. I think this is a good risk for what you're doing.
Browns traded for Odell Beckham a couple days ago. Now it looks like they're going to ship Duke Johnson, the running back for the Browns. He would have been second on the Texans in receptions last year. Of course, they signed Kareem Hunt. They also have Nick Chubb, who led all receivers in our rookie running backs in rushing last year. Mm-hmm. Duke Johnson, we've thrown out the possibility of him being added to this Texans offense. He brings you something that the other two running backs you have don't, a receiving option out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. If Kiki Kuti's out, you can put him in the slot. There's a lot of things you can do with Duke Johnson. If you're not going to sign Tevin Coleman, who signed in San Francisco yesterday for $10 million for 2 years with Kyle Shanahan, Duke Johnson's not a bad option. Be on the phone right now. I want to hear the phone conversation between Dorsey and Gain right now.
First things first, when I saw what Tevin Coleman signed for, I was like, that's it? That 2 years, $10 million?
Me effing too.
How could you not give him 2 years, $12 million?
I was pissed.
You know, just give him $12 million, or something like that. But I like Duke Johnson. I don't know about Isaiah Crowell. I mean, I think he's a decent receiver.
Released from the Jets because of the Le'Veon signing.
Right. He had 40 catches 1 year, 21 last year. Crowell did. But you got to get someone, and I just don't know what confidence I have that they are going to. Do you want the meaning of take a flyer? I just looked it up.
Go ahead.
Speculative investment financial venture is from the 1840s to 1850s.
That's why you know about it.
Meaning a fly sheet. Yes, exactly what I was talking of. U.S. slang originally on a fly sheet in the stock market. So, yeah, that's what a taking a flyer.
The problem with this Tevin Coleman signing, and what really upset me about it, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610, is that, A, I think that the Texans needed to add a running back. Brian Gain has said as much. Everybody has said as much.
Mm-hmm.
B, I think Tevin Coleman has more of a more upside than Lamar Miller, who's your starting running back. C, he signed for cheap. And most importantly, D, he signed in large part because of the system. It's not like he's getting more opportunity out there in San Francisco. They have Matt Breida and they have Jerick McKinnon in their backfield. They have a lot of running backs there. But it's a better fit. It's a better system fit because he's familiar with Kyle Shanahan. And if you're going to be an offensive guru and you're going to be a head coach, you hear a lot of guys say, you know, this fits me. This scheme fits me. At what point are the Texans going to have somebody take less money or take a friendly deal like this one and say, you know what? That Bill O'Brien system right there really fits me. I want to take less money and see just how this works.
Well, who's excelled in Bill O'Brien's system offensively that would come back?
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
What is the system? I mean, it's play, it's hand the ball off, play action, and DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that's the system. So in terms of like a running back like Tevin Coleman, of course he's going to go with Shanahan. He had his most success ever with Shanahan in Atlanta.
But he's going with a bunch of other guys,
but
man.
I mean, obviously he feels good about it. He excels there.
Just to put in perspective this money, 2 years, $10 million. If you cut Lamar Miller, you save six.
Mm-hmm.
You could have signed Tevin Coleman if you would have taken that deal for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you know Lamar Miller's not going to be here past 2019.
Right.
It just drives me crazy. I wasn't upset that they didn't sign an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that those offensive linemen could have improved your team immediately. There was a lot of question marks about the offensive linemen that got paid.
Right.
Trent Brown had one good year in New England, and that's New England under the best head coach of all time, the best quarterback of all time, and the best offensive line coach of all time. There's logical reason for skepticism there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tevin Coleman automatically makes your back feel better. He's better than Alfred Blue.
Right.
He might be better than Lamar Miller. What's wrong with giving him 2 years, $12 million, and seeing what he says?
I was frankly upset they didn't. They didn't.
You got $46 million in cap space.
Right. And you started with 70-something. It's frustrating. I'm not going to lie. I'm frustrated. Especially that one. Because, you know, 2 years, $10 million,
it's cheap.
Nothing.
It's one thing not to invest all this money
in Trent Brown. At a position of absolute need.
And everyone just talks about it. It's a system fit. Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. It's a system fit. Kyle Shanahan, the
zone
running.
We need a better system, man.
That fits. Just tell me who fits into this system. Alfred Blue? He's mm-hmm. been here four freaking years for some reason because mm-hmm. he plays special teams.
Yeah.
So just tell me who fits into this system.
Special teams
players. This system that I've been watching for 5 years, who fits into it?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Tom Savage supposedly fit into it. That lasted a half
mm-hmm.
before Deshaun Watson went in there.
And Brandon Whedon, that's a system guy right there. He's the only, you know what? He's the only one that's left and come back, right?
Yes. In the Bill O'Brien era.
There's your answer.
Brandon Whedon's familiarity with that system. That's a guy who's come back.
Yeah.
He came back at a minimum deal.
Has anybody else?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Nobody's left and come back, unless you're talking practice squad back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, which you have to.
It just doesn't make sense. I don't know what this system is. And speaking of Brandon Whedon, we've talked about the Texans needing to increase their insurance policy with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Because give the stat that you always give that I love so much about the rushing attack with the Houston Texans.
Well,
they were eighth in the league last year.
Eighth in the league in rushing. Pretty good, huh? Well, take away Deshaun Watson's scrambles, and they're 31st.
So if Deshaun Watson goes out and Brandon Whedon goes in, it's safe to say Brandon Whedon's not going to replace that.
And they're not going to have any running game per se.
Exactly.
You know?
So you need to increase your insurance policy. You rode around uninsured in your Maybach, Deshaun Watson, for an entire year. Congratulations. You didn't need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one fender bender for you to need that insurance. And right now, your insurance is Brandon Weeden. There are backup quarterbacks on the market. Tyrod Taylor, another guy that I would have liked to have seen. I think he signed a two-year, $10 million deal to be a backup to Phillip Rivers in Los Angeles. Blake Bortles just got released by the Jags. Bring him in.
Can I say something about Blake Bortles?
Increase the insurance.
I'm completely flabbergasted by the narrative on Blake Bortles.
Okay.
For the last 2 years, or the better part of the last 2 years, all we've heard from everyone.
And me especially.
Especially you. You predicted it going into last year. Blake Bortles sucks. Yes. He's awful.
He does.
It's all done with mirrors. The defense did it for them back in Jacksonville when they made it to the AFC Championship.
57% completions in the playoffs.
He's awful. He sucks. He sucks. He Trash. Sucks. And now that he's available, hey, we should go get Blake Bortles. Hey now,
John,
how about Blake Bortles?
You get that. Like, don't play dumb.
I don't
here.
Get you, it to you, this you point. I'm not playing means. Dumb because here's the
You're
thing.
You're playing dumb here.
I am not. Because here's the thing. Would you rather have Blake Bortles than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
But you just said how awful he was for the last 2 years.
John, you're a fisherman, right?
Right.
You have a lot of fishing poles. You're actually about to bet one of your fishing poles
At
against
noon,
Brian Gain.
I'm going to bet my second favorite fishing pole that Brian Gain does something.
All right. If I have a fishing pole and I'm selling it,
mm-hmm.
and you look at it, and you already have a really, really good fishing pole, but I'm asking you to buy this fishing pole for top price, you're going to say that fishing pole sucks. I don't want it. If I lower the price
right.
and it can be your backup fishing rod, then you're probably going to be more appealing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Bortles as a starting quarterback sucks.
Right.
There's no excuse for you to ever have Blake Bortles as your starting quarterback. But when it comes to backup quarterback, you lower your expectations a little bit. There's good backup quarterbacks that wouldn't be good starters. You know this,
OG. I do know that. I do understand that. All I'm saying, you talk about one extreme to the other. Blake Bortles has gone from being the worst quarterback to ever walk the face of the earth, if you listen to some people, to, man, we got to get Blake
look
Bortles
at the guy
to the most desirable backup in football.
Look who you just mentioned. You mentioned Ryan Fitzpatrick. What, did you think he was a good starting quarterback when he was the Texans quarterback?
He was serviceable.
Serviceable, but you would love him as a backup, right?
He is a backup. See, Blake Bortles.
But you don't like him as a starter. You like him as a backup.
I do.
There you go.
All I'm saying is he's never gone from, man, we gotta get Ryan Fitzpatrick. Has anybody ever uttered those words? We need Ryan Fitzpatrick. No one says that.
Who the hell's saying we need Blake Bortles?
You!
As a backup, I would be okay with it. But
I guess I'm just fascinated by how far from one extreme to the other people go on players. It's incredible.
I need you to rank something, 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Here I go. Let me get my pen
We're
out.
We're talking about the element of surprise. How surprised are you, John Lopez? 10 can be the most surprising. 1 is the least surprising.
All right, here I go. I'm ready.
Antonio Brown, introduced to Raider Nation. They recently traded for him. They got one more year in Oakland before they go to Las Vegas. They have a face of the franchise, Antonio Brown, the former Pittsburgh Steelers disgruntled receiver.
Right.
He had a news conference yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was late.
Yeah, he was.
How surprised are you?
5. I would have thought he would be a little more punctual on his first appearance with the team. But, yeah, 5. 10 being the most surprised? Yeah, 5.
Let's keep this game going.
Okay.
I have the official numbers on Kevin Johnson's new deal with the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, boy.
A whole lot of suck, according to you last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Johnson, this is the amount of money the Buffalo Bills paid the shameful former Texans cornerback. $3 million, $400,000 signing bonus, a $2 million base salary, $18,750 per game, and an active roster bonus of up to $300,000 and a $300,000 workout bonus. So Kevin Johnson gets a one-year, $3 million deal. 10 the most surprised. How surprised are you by this?
Well, but again, the guarantee is not close to $3 million. The guarantee, I believe, is basically the roster bonuses and the $400,000.
$2 million base, though.
Yeah, but that's if he just plays every game. See, what you just laid out there, he gets 400 grand, right? Just to sign. So that, in essence, is, unless there's another bonus that I'm not seeing. So that, in essence, is the bonus. the $2 million salary, he has to play, he has to be active all 16 weeks. The fact that they put an $18,000 a game bonus, like, hey, if we activate you, we'll give you 18 grand, shows you the lack of confidence they have. So I am not surprised. You said 5 is the most surprised?
Yes. No, 10 is the most surprised.
Ten is the most surprised. I'm going to say 2. I think this is about the right contract. Keep in mind, he was going to make 9.6 had he stayed with the Texans.
Speaking of roster bonuses, friend of the show, my favorite Houston Texan right now, Justin Reed. He got $293,739 in extra money under the performance-based system in the NFL. That was the 25th best in the entire NFL. This according to Aaron Wilson. So props to Justin Reed. You talk about Brian Gain being able to draft. That third-round pick right there, extra $300K, that's a check that I'm sure Cal McNair and the rest of the Texans are very happy to pay. And as somebody who's a big fan of Justin Reed, I'm happy to see him get it.
I was thrilled to see that. I think he's going to end up getting paid a lot of money over the course of his career. By the way, I just saw on SpotRack the actual signing bonus for Kevin Johnson. They have no confidence in him. I mean, very little confidence.
Should they?
No. $400,000 was the bonus and a $300,000 workout bonus. So I'm guessing once he gets through training camp and stuff. So 700 grand. They're getting him for 700 grand. Had he stayed with the Texans, they would have paid him $9.6 million. That's a little bit of a drop off. Hope he wasn't making any long term plans with that $9 million.
$400,000.
Well, 700 in essence. Yeah.
Good Lord! Congratulations to Kevin Johnson. I got a lot of respect for Kevin Johnson, even though things didn't work out here. Rockets last night against the Golden State Warriors, looking to complete the season sweep. However, they lose 106-104. Boogie Cousins just took Clint Capella to the woodshed. 27 points, 7 rebounds. Kevin Durant not in the game. No problem for the Golden State Warriors. They make a statement. Draymond Green was actually kind of taunting the Rockets after the game. This is what Draymond had to say about the Rockets getting hyped up prior to this game.
What? We don't need to be juiced up for them talking. We beat them. So we don't need to get juiced that they say we're not on their level. That's dumb. Doesn't make sense. I'm not sure stupidity juices anyone. That's dumb.
I hate Draymond Green.
Who
man.
Doesn't? unless you're a Warriors fan, who doesn't? Man, he's good though. God,
good at what?
Lee, getting the ball up the floor quick, man.
Yeah, and then throwing it to the best shooters in the game. Yeah, Lord, he is the luckiest guy in the world that he got drafted.
I can't stand him either. This dude knows how to play basketball. Forget the quote unquote, oh, buddy's dirty. I can just hear people already. No, I'm talking about just knowing how to play basketball, where to be, how to push the ball, just the basics. I mean, people don't think they don't equate Draymond Green and fundamental basketball. Dude knows and he's got it.
You can't be in a situation where it's one thing on any given night when you face the Warriors. It's one thing for Steph Curry to outplay James Harden or Klay Thompson to outplay Chris Paul, or you can interchange those however you want to look at it, or Kevin Durant to do his thing, or Draymond to get the best of the Rockets glue guys and Eric Gordon and all that. You can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live with Clint Capella getting outdone by Boogie Cousins. I don't care. I get what Boogie Cousins' pedigree is, and I get that it's much more impressive than what Clint Capella is, but if the Rockets want to have any hope of winning a series against the Golden State Warriors, which is what the ultimate goal is, Clint Capella cannot be getting bullied like he was yesterday to DeMarcus Cousins. That just can't happen.
I never put a lot of stock into, regular season versus postseason, but I think this was a precursor to what the Warriors are going to do. And Gerard laid it out just beautifully earlier, how they're going to attack the Rockets if they play the Rockets. And that is, they're not going to switch. They're not going to fall for your switches. They're going to stay with you man for man, make you beat them on the dribble or off the dribble. And then they're going to just feed the ball to Boogie. And it might not mean a lot, but it was certainly a hint of what to see.
And before the game, there was a little drama. Brian Geltzeiler accused Tillman Fertitta of being cheap, said that he's got sources around the league that have said that Tillman Fertitta has, cut a lot of costs and he's looking out for the budget right now. Tillman Fertitta responded, calling him a fraud, saying, "Y-O-U-R, a fraud," instead of using "your." Tillman, love you very much, man. You've done a lot for the city, but come on, man. You can't misuse the "your" when you're coming at someone.
I'm going to call you out on it.
Yeah, I know John Lopez. That's one of his pet peeves. You got to be better than that, Tillman. Mm-hmm. You just have to.
And like, as far as like the accusation or opinion or whatever, we'll see. I've heard a few things. You've heard a few things.
I have.
But he's putting his own mark on this organization. you know, for better or worse. And maybe it will be better, but if people think that he's making some cuts that he shouldn't make, well, that they might be involved in the cut.
This won't be judged as long as James Harden's here, because as long as James Harden's on your team, you're going to be one of the better teams in the Western Conference.
Right.
But it will be interesting to see just how Fertitta progresses as an owner, you know, once that starts to dwindle away, because
right.
we know how flamboyant owners get. Initially, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. You love it. But then all of a sudden, you know, once the core, especially when you inherit a core like this, once it starts dwindling away, we'll see what kind of owner Fertitta is.
Right.
But the Rockets, tough loss last night. I know you don't put much stock in it. I think it was a tough L, especially given the fact that Boogie Cousins basically took Clint Capella to the woodshed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.